Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, December 9th, 2015, and with me today I have Kelly Goumont. How's it going, Kelly?
It's going really well. It's 9 days to Star Wars.
I know. It's 9 days to Star Wars. And I'm pretty stoked because I'll be seeing it with podcast listeners.
That's awesome.
Yes, totally awesome. I'm buying the drinks. And John Martellaro, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's just too bad we didn't start recording about 10 minutes ago.
That depends on who you ask.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. That's so true. Yeah. Hey, but as long as we're here and as long as we're recording, I want to tell you everyone about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor is Drobo.
Yay.
And Drobo, they make the really easy to use hard drive RAID systems that you can plug into your computer or your network. And I have the 5D on my desk right now, and it holds 5 hard drives, and it connects to your Thunderbolt, and it's just wonderfully awesome. They also have a 4-bay model that is not Thunderbolt, but 4-bay model. So you can pop 4 drives in, you can swap them out on the fly, you can start with a couple, add more later, whatever. It doesn't matter because it figures out what you have and then just configures it. So you have all this storage and you don't have to worry about what drives you're putting in or if you need to shut off your computer, anything. You just pop drives in. If one fails, you pop it out, put a new one in. You haven't lost any data. It's a beautiful thing. And they also have like a portable model, which is great. You know, if you need an easy-to-use portable RAID system, there you go. And totally awesome setups. And what they're doing for you, dear listeners, because Drobo figures that everyone should be able to have a good system for backing up their data or having that extra storage that they need, and you know, something that it just works and they don't have to really think about any of the other configuration stuff. So you can just keep doing what you need to do and the storage is there. So what they're doing is giving everyone a $100 discount, which is just like fantastic. So what you need to do is go to their website, and it's drobostore.com. That's D-R-O-B-O store.com. And then use the discount code TMO100. And that's going to get you $100 off either a Drobo Mini, a Drobo 4-bay, or a Drobo 5N, which is the networked version of the RAID system. And that's actually a substantial deal. So like the Drobo 4-bay, using a $100 discount, that makes that model $200. That's just a killer deal. So go check them out. Pick yourself up an awesome RAID system for your network so you have all that storage and backup that you need without having to cause yourself brain damage to get it to work. Discount code TMO100. Drobo, thank you for being our sponsor this week.
Yes, thank you.
Yay! We love Drobo.
Yeah, we do. And actually, Kelly, since you're here, I think it's important that we point out that we also love App Camp for Girls.
And thank you for that. App Camp for Girls, you guys can hear me talk about it at length a bunch of places. You could go to the website App Camp and then the number 4girls.org. And it's a fantastic organization. Every year I'm super excited to be a part of it. I'm really proud of the kind of stuff that we get to do there. And it's summer camp for a week. And we teach girls going into 8th grade and 9th grade about iOS programming. And they build an app. And then at the end of the week, they pitch their app to a panel of investors. And the app that they build, we start with a framework. We don't make everybody start from zero or we'd never get done in a week. And they build a quiz. And it's up to them what kind of quiz it is, what the questions are, what the artwork looks like, what kind of answers you give, you know, what kind of choices you have for the answer to each question. And then at the end, you get a result of some sort. And it's up to them what all of that needs to be. And this year, and as of yesterday, we have released the 2015 quiz compendium. If you search App Camp for Girls, you'll get 2 apps. You'll get the one we had before, which had a couple of years of all the quizzes together that we were able to release. And then now we have the one just for 2015. The one just for 2015 is 99 cents. And we really, really, really want to crack the front page of the App Store. So we want to be one of the top paid apps. We did make it to number one in entertainment last time, but we didn't make it to the top paid. And we're really looking to make it to the top paid. So it's 99 cents. You can see the output, basically, of what happens at the end of the week at App Camp for Girls. And the quizzes are really fun. There's things like, how long would you last in the zombie apocalypse? Which
awesome.
Which is a good one. There's another one about what character in a murder mystery would you be? What chair are you? There's some really interesting personality stuff that goes along with these. They're a lot of fun. So you can check them out. You can see quizzes from the camps we had this year in Portland, in Vancouver, BC, and in Seattle. And we're looking to expand. Part of how we expand is we have fundraisers like selling the app for a dollar so that we get a certain amount of that back. And we really want to spread the word. So if you are interested in App Camp, this is probably the easiest way that you can donate. It is only 99 cents and, you know, Apple gets their cut first. But this would be the easiest way to donate. You can find out more at our site. And you can check out the quizzes. And honestly, the quizzes are really fun. And they're also fun, like, within a group of people, you know, pass your phone around and see how long your friends would all last in the zombie apocalypse. Or what character in a murder mystery everybody is. Because, you know, if you hang out with somebody who is the murderer, maybe you should watch that person a little more closely.
Maybe you should.
it's a lot of fun. I'm super excited to get to show it off. This is probably one of my favorite things that we get to do is now that we're, you know, now that the app is finished, it's in the store, and everybody who worked really hard on those apps over the summer, all of the developers that we had at camp, they're now able to point at it in the App Store and go, yeah, that's what I did this summer. You should check it out.
That's awesome. I'll make sure there are links in today's show notes to App Camp for Girls and for the 2015 app.
Yeah, it's super fun. And remember that you can gift it too.
So right,
that would give us two sales. Right. Yeah, but it really is, like, it's genuinely a lot of fun to get to see what comes out of that week of coding and development. And I'm really excited about it because I think it's fantastic. So,
hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Guess what? Just the other day, I interviewed Jean McDonald.
The founder,
the background mode. And that will be published on December 21st. My interview with her was fascinating. She's just a wonderful lady. Yes, it was, of course.
Yeah. Jean's amazing.
Yes. Jean's amazing. I just love her. She is one of the coolest people I've ever met in my entire life.
She told me the story about how she started off working on a PhD in Russian history and speaks Russian. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And how that led her in her career path to Smile and then on to App Camp for Girls. Fascinating story. So watch for that on December 21st.
Yeah, cool. She is super amazing. And aside from Russian, she knows some German and has been known to karaoke the German version of a song from time to time.
That's awesome.
So yeah, you have not lived until you've heard "These boots were made for walking" in German.
Auf
I'm just
Deutsch.
Saying.
I now have a new life goal. Yeah. Hey, we have other stuff we need to talk about today also.
Sure.
So, okay, so here's the deal. There's been these reports about Apple being in negotiation with the different networks to get content for Apple TV that would be outside of a cable television or satellite subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And then the idea was that Apple was going to put together these smaller packages that were more affordable so that you could get the channels you really want as opposed to having to buy like 50 channels so you can get the three that you're actually going to watch.
Right.
And so there was talk that Apple would be announcing this service when they introduced the fourth generation Apple TV, and that didn't happen. And then there's been talk that the negotiations are still underway. And mm-hmm. now the word is that Apple is dropping the plan and that they just can't get the deals that they want. And so they're just going to walk away from it. So Apple is apparently not going to offer their own television channel package for Apple TV.
It's all about the money. It's all about diverting revenue from the carriers, satellite and cable. It's about maintaining the level of income in the industry. It's about how people are so more or less locked into their cable and satellite service. And if you start switching over to an Apple service where you can drop it more easily, all sorts of things happen in any one service.
Yeah, that are all good for consumers.
Yeah, all these things that are good for consumers. And so I have a feeling that that Apple was trying to do something that was going to be cool and that would attract millions and would be loved and easy to bill and easy to use. And it would have been a decrement in the industry's revenue. And they did the math and figured out that we just can't do that. And in fact, one sign of that is that Brian was telling me this morning that in the Bloomberg report, there's a comment that they wanted to charge Apple more for Apple's carrying of the same channel than they charged carriers. And that was an effort to make up for some of that lost revenue as the game switches over to Apple. And of course, there's that legendary worry about Apple, you know, seizing control of the relationship to the customer and so on, as they did with the music industry. So all those factors, I'm sure, went into play. And finally, Apple just couldn't get the what do you call it, the sweetheart deal that they wanted.
I just find it, mostly I find it aggravating because it seems like when we hear these stories, it's somebody was trying to do something that would be good for consumers and consumers would be very interested in it. And I feel like in this case, if this is what happened, I'm taking this at face value. Apple tried to make some deals and Apple was not able to do so. And I really feel like this is the cable companies taking a Nintendo stance, which is you will buy my $125 console in order to play your game, in order to play my game, or you won't play my game at all because I'm not going to make it available on the platform that you actually have that you would happily buy games for. I'm going to make you buy a whole different unit and use that unit instead. Because Nintendo has done this forever. I've been begging Nintendo on podcasts almost as long as I've been on podcasts to please release the, not even new content, just take the old stuff. Give me the original 8-bit Donkey Kong, the original 8-bit Mario Brothers. Let me have those on iOS.
So they're trying to sell the Razer instead of the Razer Blades.
Right. And, you know, they're all about the handle. And I'm like, no, I have a handle. And they're like, we don't sell blades for that. You need our $100 handle. And I'm like, you can have some money from me or you can have no money from me. And wouldn't you rather have some? I would pay you $5 a game for all those old ones. God knows I've pumped at least that many quarters into them in my lifetime. So, yeah, I would happily pay for all of those old, you know, like NES era games. I would happily play those on my phone or on my iPad. You know, even if they were iPad only, I wouldn't care. I would still buy them and I would play them and I would love them. And it would make me very happy to have the original Legend of Zelda in all its blocky, pixelated glory on my iPad. That would be amazing. It would be amazing. And Nintendo says, no, if you're not going to buy a $125 or $150 Nintendo DS, 3D, XL, BBQ, whatever letters they've put on the end of it now, we don't want you as a customer. You're either going to buy all the way in or nothing. And so I'm one of Nintendo's customers who is now not really a customer anymore because I haven't bought anything since I bought the Wii. Because I never bought a Wii U, and I'm missing out on Zelda games, and it makes me very sad, but I can't justify that purchase anymore. And because I don't, there's a whole other conversation to be had there, but this is what the cable companies are doing, is the same thing. You'll give us $200 a month or whatever exorbitant sum it is that, I don't remember what my cable bill is anymore, it just depresses me, but you're gonna pay all the money or nothing. We don't want you as a customer at all. You know, and Apple was sort of offering this third way, and that's the thing that I think is really frustrating, is like you could be getting some money from all those cord cutters that are keeping you guys awake at night. You could be getting some of that money. And if you don't think that that's viable, you should really talk to HBO.
And Showtime. And
yeah, because Showtime's doing it now.
Right.
And we know that these deals exist because aside from HBO and Showtime, a couple of other things have been added that you can now pay to subscribe to if you have an Amazon Fire television situation.
Yes. Amazon Prime is getting new channels.
Mm-hmm.
And Showtime is one of them.
Yeah, so, Showtime is one.
Yeah, so you'll be able to do just exactly what people are wanting, which is get a la carte channels.
Yeah.
I predict the carriers in 15 years will be gone, especially the satellite carriers. The land carriers are ISPs as well, so Comcast won't go away, but its television part will be gone, and it's going to be all internet in 15 years.
But see, because they're the ISP, if they ratchet down on those data caps, this is the standoff I've been waiting to see happen for the better part of a decade now, is once everybody has data caps and all your TV is coming from the internet, what happens? And we're seeing some of that now, but
I think they're just using the data caps right now to maintain the revenue neutrality and make sure they don't decline in growth.
Yeah,
and they're planning ahead for the day when all of their revenue will come from internet television. But right now, the data caps are just a tool that they're using to make sure that there's no rush into internet TV before they're ready.
Well, yeah, and Comcast, as an example, they have been pushing forward with plans that let you get television without having to buy a cable box. So, meaning you're buying an internet package that includes some streaming television. Mm-hmm. So they're already working towards that goal. And it wouldn't surprise me if the deals that Comcast and other content providers are swinging for their streaming-only packages are also including terms that would make it more difficult for a company like Apple to step in and start building their own a la carte options.
Right. And to be fair, to Comcast, I should point out, not that I'm overzealous about being fair, but it's not really a strict data cap. You can pay a few bucks a month for extra coverage. So if you pay your normal base amount for 300 gigabytes a month and you want to go to 400 gigabytes a month, I think it's an extra $5 or $10, and you can go up from there. So you can get almost as much bandwidth as you can use, but for not a whole lot of extra money.
Yeah, and hopefully that will become more affordable over time. We will see.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I'm finding interesting about this is that it almost feels like there's a little bit of the anyone but Apple mentality, which is what we were seeing with a lot of stuff related to the music industry a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And pointing directly at Amazon with this, and companies or broadcasters and content producers right now seem to be more willing to swing deals with Amazon. And I find that fascinating because I'm pretty sure that in the long run, they're not going to be any better off than if they had struck deals with Apple.
Right.
Yeah. So anyhow, it looks like right now we are in a place where the hope and dream of Apple starting up their own TV streaming package service is at best shelved temporarily, but more likely is just off the table.
Mm-hmm. And that's a shame.
It is. So it looks like for the foreseeable future, I'm going to be running with an Apple TV and an Amazon Fire Stick, unless Amazon really does release a Prime app for Apple TV. I'm just going to have multiple boxes connected to my television for the different points where I have to go in and get the various types of streaming content that I want.
Mm-hmm.
This is the life of a cord cutter.
I was seriously thinking about buying an Amazon Fire TV. I think they're $99 just to get the content that I'm watching now on my iPad and be able to feed it into the plasma. But as you wrote a few days ago, Jeff, it sounds like this is a good chance to say we'll have an Amazon Prime app for the fourth gen Apple TV.
Which would be great. And you don't have to spend $100 to get Fire content or to get a Fire device. I spent $39 and got the basic Fire stick.
I was going to say the stick is like $40.
Yeah, but for me, the stick is a problem because it goes through the TV speakers where I want an HDMI input so that I can run it through my stereo speakers.
Well, I watch TV like an animal.
Actually, it's not stereo. It's a 5.1 system, so I like that.
Right now, John, the Fire TV is $85 on Amazon.
Cool.
There you go. Well, now we know what you can get as a stocking stuffer for yourself.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, we're out of time.
Oh, again?
Yep. Happens every single time. So we're going to have to wrap up. And I enjoyed our discussion about what looks like the demise of Apple's television content service. I enjoyed the conversation, not the outcome. But so, Kelly, thank you for being here today.
Of course. It was my pleasure.
And John, thank you for being here as well.
You're very welcome. Pleasure.
And Drobo, thank you for being our sponsor today. Listeners, head over to drobostore.com. Use the discount code TMO100 and get $100 off a Drobo Mini, a Drobo 4 Bay, or a Drobo 5N. That's a really sweet deal on any of those. And listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.